To sustain economic growth and ensure that it can be better shared right across the country, all regions and counties must be able to offer strong quality of life and employment opportunities. I mean, it's IBEC's view that better lives results in better business. So our economic indicators report has actually analysed every local authority, every county, every region of the country to allow people to see what's working well, what's not working. I mean, the key thing is it's using the public data, so it's not opinion, it's based on real facts. So what we're looking at is the issue that that Donegal in particular, countering pressures such as regional peripherality, making sure that the improving connectivity to ports and airports are going to be key into the future for allowing the companies to locate, companies to trade there, and companies to export. The other major concern is obviously, besides in growing the enterprise base that would sustain local job creation, is that it's looking at small and indigenous enterprises and how can we make sure that they can take a greater share of growth into the future. We also need to look at broadband in particular, looking at how do we address the National Broadband Plan. The Northwest is the highest dependent region in the country on the plan. Donegal, a third of homes and businesses can't access high-speed broadband. That's limiting not just the ability to, in their social lives and looking at, streaming content, but it's also how they actually can trade and work remotely, take advantage of, being able to do a window into the world in terms of, selling online, creating startup businesses and small businesses that can actually take advantage of that, what broadband can do.
In terms of number of Enterprise Ireland jobs per 10,000 in Donegal, it's just over 598, 24th out of 26 counties. That's a statistic that it would seem needs to improve.
Yes, I mean, it's not just the ranking. I mean, it's similar. Like, if you look at, for instance, the IDA jobs, it's a similar number as a share of the total local labour force. But what we need to do is actually, from small and micro enterprises, new businesses, right up to indigenous companies, we must offer the right conditions to allow all companies to grow and trade from Donegal. So it's actually making sure that the conditions exist. So Enterprise Ireland and all the enterprise agencies are prioritising making quality, strong quality of life opportunities, because that's the key thing, that if we can keep people working in the area, we can offer strong prospects for living there. It's going to be key for growth as well.
And finally, in terms of the labour force participation rate, 59.9% in Donegal, the second worst in the country. That's a concern?
It is. I mean, we need to make sure that the whole idea is to connect the people living there to the local economy, and how we can do it is making sure that the right conditions exist to allow companies to actually create the employment that can be filled locally.